This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 53 through 55. The fool says, "There is no God. The Lord upholds my life. My heart is in anguish, but it is you." And cast your burden on the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your 15-minute daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you, thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us,
Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And peace to his people on earth.
Pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace throughout all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, amen. A meditation on John chapter 2. On the third day, a wedding was held in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus, too, was invited to the wedding, and his disciples. So do the math. The day after he was baptized by John in the Jordan, John called out to the crowds at the banks of the river Jordan, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The next day, after the same exact message from John, Andrew, who was the brother of Simon Peter, stopped following John and began to follow Jesus. The day after that, Jesus found Philip under a fig. And now, 3 days later, 6 days from John's first acclamation, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, behold a wedding feast." A reprise of the Lord's own wedding feast to Israel, the Passover of the 15th day of the month of Nisan, for which the Lamb, without blemish, a male a year old, was selected on the 10th of that month, inclusive counting, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. For Jesus did this as the arche, as the origin and type and deepest sense of his signs, and manifested his glory. The mother of Jesus was there too. Jesus too was also invited to the wedding feast, and his disciples. The mother is of the household of the son, and the son and his ministers must see to her care. Wherever the household, there the son. Wherever the son, there the household. Which is to say, wherever the Lord of the church, there the church. And wherever the church, there her Lord. And so it was from the cross, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." Jesus to Mary and John. Mary, the church, and John, the Lord's servant. For Jesus did this as an arche, as the origin and type and deepest sense of all of his signs, and manifested his glory. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They do not have wine." From his fullness we have received even grace in the place of grace, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The grace of the old covenant had served its purpose. Its wine had, as it were, run dry. And so Mary, born under the old to give birth to the new, called upon the new, her own son, the fulfillment of the law, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the bringer of the new wine, of the new covenant in his blood. For indeed now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for all are justified by God's grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forth as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This Jesus did as the arche of his signs and manifested his glory. And Jesus said to her, "Why is my business your business? My hour has not yet come." His hour is the hour of his death, and his hour remains in his own hands, who lays down his life to take it up again. No man takes it from him, not even his mother. He alone has the authority to lay it down, and he alone has the authority to take it up. For this Jesus did as an arche of his signs and manifested his glory. And the mother of Jesus said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do." Faith speaks exactly this way, for Christ alone has the words of eternal life. "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit," says the Lord, "he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Be baptized. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he says. "Whosoever sins you forgive, they have been forgiven them, and whosoever sins you bind, they have been bound. Be absolved." For this Jesus did as the arche of his signs and manifested his glory. Now there were stone water jars, 6 of them lying there according to the cleansing ritual of the Jews, with a capacity of 2 or 3 metrites. water jars of stone. Stone, the instrument of the law's death, death for the woman caught in adultery. But such a death is only a sixfold cleansing, which is to say it is incomplete, not a sevenfold cleansing, which is to say complete. Not so the cleansing of the Lord Jesus. On the night when he was betrayed, Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." So Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you? You are clean." For this Jesus did as the arche of his signs and manifested his glory. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the water jars with water," and they filled them to the brim. The task of Christ's ministers is Christ's and not theirs. You all know this. They are stewards of his mysteries. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you," said Jesus. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," he told the 11. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete. And this paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all I have said to you. If you keep my words, you are my disciples indeed." For this Jesus did as the arche of his signs and manifested his glory. And he said to them, "Draw now and take it to the master of the feast." And they drew. And when the master of the feast tasted the water that had become wine, and he did not know whence it came, though the servants knew, since they had drawn the water, he said to the bridegroom, "Everyone puts out the good wine first, and after they have greatly enjoyed it, the worse. You have kept the good wine till now." Isaiah chapter 5. "Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it all, and he hewed out a wine vat in it, and he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done to it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? The wine of the old covenant is the wine of wild grapes, but not the wine of the new. That's sweet wine, for it is not of the law, but of the gospel. It is not of men, but of God. It is not the curation of sinful men, but the curation of Christ, the Son of God. And when they came upon Jesus and saw that he had already died, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out water and blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The good wine, the sweet wine of the new covenant. For all these things, Jesus did as the arche, as the origin and the type in the deepest sense of all of his signs in Cana of Galilee. And he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. So should I, and so should you. Amen. Amen.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified.
Mindful of God's mercy, let us approach him in all confidence that our dear Father will hear us and work all things together for our good. For the one holy church and her mission, that the Lord Almighty would direct her to seek a God-pleasing doctrinal unity based solely on his word, that the Lord of the harvest would lead many into his harvest field to proclaim the eternal gospel that gives light to every nation, and that both humility and boldness would characterize our efforts to make known the great things God has done. Let us pray to the Lord. For our nation, that God would grant pure motives and high purpose to all civil servants, that the citizens of our land would take seriously their responsibilities, and that our communities would thrive as we strive together toward the common good. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in distress, the poor, the sick and the dying, the lonely and depressed, and all who suffer from physical ailments, that the Lord would look upon them with mercy and attend to their needs, and that the faithful, recognizing that God works through human means, would look for ways to serve both God and their neighbor. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those for whom death draws near, the God who has breathed faith into all believers in Christ would sustain them by his grace and mercy in their darkest hours, that the knowledge of Jesus' triumph over death and the grave should ever cheer their souls, and that their brothers and sisters in Christ would bless them with the comfort of the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
All these petitions and whatever else you know that we need, gracious Father, grant us for the sake of your dear Son, even Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, You have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." I'm not worthy that you should enter my room, but just say a word. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, who has now bestowed upon you his holy body and blood, by which he has made full satisfaction for all of your sins, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.